Miracles of Today, Chapter 16, Episode of the Vanishing Theater. Remember, my son, that when your inner light begins to shine, it is necessary to keep up your Christ guard. Like the moths that are attracted to the light, they become so thick they at times obscure it. So too will the ones who have departed from this earth at times come to bask in your radiance. With or without your knowledge, they often obscure your light. Then ask for the white light of the Christ to stand guard over you. Brother Bill. While ye have light, believe in the light, that ye may be the children of light. St. John 12:36. This episode is perhaps the most unusual in its way of all that came into my experience. Yet, like all the others, the explanation is perfectly simple to God. As for myself, I cannot even attempt an explanation. Who am I that I should try? That it did happen, however, in the city of Cleveland, Ohio, I can attest. To this day, I have not been able to account for this singular circumstance, nor the fact that the theater in which it happened disappeared from the block, or perchance from the face of the earth. Who can question the works of God, who works in mysterious ways, his miracles to perform? Traveling as we did about the country, we would hear of certain movies that were along the lines of our trend of thought, or that contained great truths and were valuable entertainment for the students. Such a picture, for instance, was Lost Horizon. Those that we heard of in our traveling about, we made an effort to see, in spite of the fact that I often lectured afternoon and evening for 10 days, and then made one-day appearances in the smaller cities and towns until my next class of 10 days. On this occasion, my class in the city was to commence in a few days. I took advantage of the opportunity to rest and recuperate, and it was during such days of waiting that I sometimes enjoyed a good picture. I had arrived late at the hotel the night before, consequently had slept later in the morning than usual. After a refreshing shower and shave, I told my secretaries where I was going, but that I might not return until about 5 p.m, when we could all go to dinner at the cafeteria. I left for brunch and, after a satisfactory repast, started to look about for an interesting movie. About the second door from the cafeteria on the opposite side of the street was a small theater. Ordinarily, we do not go into the smaller picture houses because we usually found we had already seen the pictures being shown there. In this instance, however, the picture was one on our list of, by all means, see this one. The name of the picture was, I believe, Second Floor Back. Some pictures appeal so much that one cannot resist seeing it through to the end the second time if one has come in the middle of the first run. I enjoyed the picture thoroughly, and by the time I had seen the full run, the better to get some parts of it, it was time to get back to the hotel. When I met with my workers and secretaries, I told them of having seen the picture and remarked that we might all profit by seeing it. I could even see it again and enjoy it, I said. Let's go after dinner, someone suggested. It's a go, the others assented, so off we went to dinner, and then to see Second Floor Back. In a matter of moments, we were in front of the building across from the cafeteria. But what was this? What had happened? The theater was not a theater at all, but a store, closed for the day. In all that block, there was no theater. We looked on other streets. No theater was showing Second Floor Back. Finally, we asked at another picture house, and the manager there said there was no such picture showing at any theater in the city of Cleveland. Here's the list. Look for yourself, he said, and handed me the list. We appealed to the advertisements in the papers and finally to the Motion Picture Distributors Association. There was no such picture showing, even in the suburbs. Where had I spent the afternoon? How account for the fact that I could tell the story? How account for the fact that such a picture had been made? All of these questions remain unanswered. I only know I have met people who have had a similar experience.